AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Every day makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh yeah, you know we need strategies. We certainly do.
Boy, do we.
Some weeks, we need them more than others. Hey,
yes,
folks.
Sir.
Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel. And strategies for living, your dose of radio rehab. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is PLPC psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan. And can't believe that we are at the gateway.
The end of November.
All of the holidays. Yeah, this
That's
is
right.
the week, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you calling Thanksgiving a gateway holiday?
Well, it's a gateway to all the others. I mean, you know, it's Thanksgiving and then Christmas,
you know,
and
that's actually very
Hanukkah
appropriate,
and the New Year's. Yeah, it's kind of the gateway to all of them. It opens it all up, right?
Right, but I also think it's very appropriate that it's Thanksgiving.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, because Thanksgiving is the gateway to all holidays.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, all happy days, it begins with giving thanks, right?
There you go. So, you know, but the deal is, a lot of people would say, you know, well, my family is not the Norman Rockwell painting.
You don't say.
And so... You know, I think what we will spend a little time doing, we may open this up today and actually do a little bit more as the week moves toward the big day.
Right.
But we'll start with a little family survival psychology today.
Sounds good.
You know, because what do you do when the holidays aren't the Norman Rockwell painting? Mm-hmm. What do you do when, well, holidays are heck?
Right.
to put it bluntly, mm-hmm. or mildly, or however you want to put it.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that today because, you know, we're all about strategies.
Absolutely.
We're all about giving strategies, and we want everybody to be okay.
Yes.
Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing,
oof, oof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage. Back in a moment. What do we do when holidays are heck? It's not the Norman Rockwell painting. We'll talk about that today on Strategies. Stay with us. to Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and Strategies for Living, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And, you know, we don't all have the Norman Rockwell painting family, right?
I'd go so far as to say I don't know that anyone does.
Yeah, maybe
I think
not.
That's a bit of an idealistic perfection.
Well, let's talk about that a bit, because holidays and family gatherings are pretty important throughout the world across a lot of different cultures. Because, well, why is that? Because they're a way to mark the passage of time. They're an opportunity for people to come together, to relax, to enjoy themselves.
It's a reason for them to gather.
With people they care about, right?
And especially, I think, for people who are out of town or, you know, not always able to get together as much as they would like.
Right. Perhaps. And holidays hold the possibility for reconnection, for spiritual enrichment. Mm. And yet, you know, some of us just want to survive. Mm. We just want to survive the family gatherings and stay sane.
Yep.
And, you know, they can be pretty high stress days that have earned a place on the calendar, and we call them holidays. Mm-hmm. And they're a big deal. And so, you know, for average Americans, birthdays are a big deal. Anniversaries are a big deal. Easter Sunday's a big deal. Hanukkah's a big deal. Thanksgiving's a big deal. Christmas is a big deal. And as
Fourth
I said,
of July.
Yeah. Fourth of July. Yeah, I mean, the holidays and the gatherings for some of us can be heck, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit about why that is.
Okay, go.
So there's some big deals, some common big deals related to family gatherings in general, and I guess the holidays specifically.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest big deals there is that we should all over ourselves about them, or we have these expectations.
Right.
Perhaps, you know, like, oh, we should gather and we should, you know, gather in this way
right.
and do these specific things.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like there's a specific way that we feel like, you know, tradition, right, that we need to gather.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I guess that leads me to big deal number one, which is the happy together family mm-hmm. gathering is kind of a myth.
Oh.
So that you know, we have that in our culture, and we celebrate it. It's portrayed by the Norman Rockwell painting that we've been talking about.
Right.
But experience tells us there's a lot of people that that might be gathered around the Thanksgiving table that don't feel, you know, don't feel comfortable. Mm. And so, you know, we have this kind of family gathering, family holiday, family Christmas archetype of the quintessential moment. You know, and I think it goes back to an innocence of our childhood, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's wonderful, but I think we need to keep in perspective that it may well be a myth within us that, you know, if we understand it to be myth, story,
right,
ideal, mm-hmm. then we can keep it in its proper perspective, given whatever our particular situation is, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You know, and big deal number two, I mean, holy days.
Mm-hmm.
Any of us who gather together with our family, that's a spiritual time, right?
Can be.
Yeah. And sometimes, and in some families, you have to look real hard to find the holy.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
So, again, I think that it's important for us to be realistic about whatever our family might be.
Right. And I know what you mean, you know, in jest when you say it's hard to find the holy. And yet I would challenge us all, right? Because the word holy simply means whole.
Yeah, right? It does. And but so, most of us don't look at it and realize that that's the case.
But so to truly find the holy in everyone is possible. And what that means is, now I'm not saying this is easy at all, especially when you've got, you know, story after experience kind of layered in on your idea and your expectation of things, right? However, to find the holy in everyone means to accept them in their wholeness for who they are.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Another big deal is that some of us treat our pets better than we treat our family.
Yeah.
And sometimes the family actually commands less respect than our than our pets. Working through the years, Lauren, with a lot of people who dealt with abuse, some of which occurred within their own family, some of which occurred by parents.
Yep.
Struggle and even, you know, balk at the idea of one of the Ten Commandments being honor thy father and thy mother.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, I've had some very, very interesting conversations through the years in the therapy room about this very subject. And most people don't understand, don't realize that honor thy father and thy mother is actually a pretty poor translation of the original Hebrew. Think of the Hebrew people, and some of us know more than maybe others.
They were people of the story.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
And so
the actual better translation for the commandment that we have translated into honor thy father and thy mother is a much better translation is know your story, know from whence you came.
Right.
And it's a matter of fact that there are many parents that are very deserving of honor,
true honor
and
right.
respect.
Right.
There are others that are not so.
Mm-hmm.
What's important is to understand where you came from.
Yeah. Well, and to know your
understand
story.
Your story.
And I would argue to truly honor your parents, you know, is to honor yourself and your story.
Absolutely.
Right?
Honor
and so to
your
do,
because that's where you came from.
If you're taking honor in the sense of, oh, well, I'm going to obey, right? That in no way is honoring.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the word. That's not honoring truly your mother and father anyway.
Yeah.
To honor your mother and father is to, you know, is to live a life worth living and bring joy to within each of the stories, right?
Hmm. Yeah. Most definitely.
And healing, I'd argue.
The fact of the matter is that, and this is a big deal, the pressure is great to go home, but you don't have to.
Yeah. But you can't stay here.
You're quoting an old song. it's okay to, the pressure's great to go home, but
You say go home, you mean to go home to gather with your family of origin, right?
Right, right.
To go home to where you came from,
right,
perhaps.
Right.
Okay.
But there are some people that don't want to spend the holidays with their family.
Mm-hmm.
And if you decide to go, be friendly, be generous, remind yourself to be a happy guest.
Well, and remind yourself that you decided to go.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But again,
I think that's a big thing to keep in mind. We have choice in the matter.
You have a choice.
Yeah.
You have a choice. So, I don't know. I hope those, there's the foundation upon which, some of us build a misery, if you will.
Right.
And I don't...
In other words, there's a lot of have-tos and shoulds and ought-tos.
Yeah,
right?
And I think that's what you were alluding to earlier. And, you know, we may want to take a step back from that and say, is that true?
Yeah.
Do we really have to?
No.
And, you know, do you absolutely know that to be true? But when you tell yourself it's true, what does that produce? And where would you be without it? Mm. Giving yourself that added freedom.
That permission.
That permission.
And grace.
May be enough to, even if you decide to go home,
mm-hmm.
it may give you enough to ease the pressure within you.
Yeah.
Of... Well, this is a command performance.
No, this is a choice that I'm making because I want to be with my family.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so, but there's no have to.
Mm-mm.
You know, there's no must, shoulds, and oughts. We produce those. I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, there's probably plenty of people in our lives that say, well, you got to, you
right.
ought to.
Mm-hmm.
But again, ask yourself if that's really true.
Is that absolutely 100%
true? Is that absolutely 100% true? And what happens when you tell yourself, well, yeah, it is. Well, what would happen if you tell yourself, well, no, I don't have to.
Right.
I choose to. And, you know, there can be a tremendous difference.
That can be a huge shift.
There can be a shift between a have to and I choose to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not our place to say you got to do this
or
you
got to
do that.
Yeah, no.
But
neither way is here nor there. It's
right.
about what you decide to do is best for you.
It's about what do you want to create.
Right.
When we come back, let's take a look at... a little bit of family psychology, if you will.
All right.
All right. And we're kind of opening the gateway to the holidays because this is the big week that gets us started into it all. Lots of holiday family gatherings ahead. We're talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star.
Mm-hmm.
You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Back into Strategies for Living. here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. How do you survive the family gatherings? You know, this may not apply to everybody that's listening to us, but I bet most people that are listening have a...
At least one,
if not more, family members that, do I have to? No, you don't. And you don't have to. There is, there's not a have to thing here. And that alone may produce some relief, mm-hmm. you know. So let's talk some family psychology.
All right.
So one of the things I think we need to put in perspective here is that the family psychology is bigger than we are.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's in terms of the system kind of takes on a life of its own.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because the individual, the family, and collective psychologies that you are a part of, mm-hmm. those are bigger than you.
Well, and I'd argue they're even bigger than the family members who are living and present at the moment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're built upon... traditions and generations upon generations of people who, you know, just did this because, well, this is the way we do it.
That's right. That's right. So you're subject to influences within yourself that you don't have a whole lot of. In fact, you might have no control because you're part of this bigger whole. In other words, there's this thing, there's a family mind, if you will,
right,
that is doing much of the thinking for the household, and you're one segment of this mind. There's a cultural mentality about the holidays in your environment, what it's supposed to be, what we all want it to be. And that's so large that your personal opinions about the holidays, are kind of dwarfed by it, if you will.
Yes and no. And I mean, it's still a part of it.
It is. But again, what I'm talking about here, and I'm going to get into more of this in a second, because we kind of go into a trance state. Okay,
yes,
so
we do.
So what I'm really alluding to, Lauren, is that most of us aren't aware.
So it's at the unconscious level.
Aren't aware of, and especially when we walk in back into
the roles
and the family. Yeah.
Yep.
So I guess let's go right into that, you know, number two lesson, and that is the family gathering produces kind of a trance state. We kind of go into hypnosis, right?
Yeah.
There's a kind of hypnotic induction that occurs when we gather mm-hmm. for a family event. It's a kind of a family trance. And so you're not the person that you were when you drove your car.
You're not the 35-year-old entrepreneur out in the business world, right?
Right.
Suddenly you come back home and you're the 7-year-old
baby. You're the oldest, or you're the middle child,
right,
or you're whatever.
Right.
And
I think this can be compounded if there's any sort of trauma within the family.
Yeah.
Because I think certain family members will hold certain ideal, and when I say ideal, it doesn't mean like the absolute best, just ideal for them to deal with.
Right.
Ideal versions of you within
right.
their mind, and they will interact with that
right.
as opposed to who you've actually become, right?
You know, some people may be worried about this particular holiday, especially because of the contentious political environment that we have
sure.
just concluded. And probably within every family, there are people that have been on both sides of that.
Yeah, you've got a prime example of that, don't you?
I do. I do in my family. I remember one Thanksgiving several years ago that I was stuck in between my brother-in-law and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, I my, you know, it was awful.
Right, because one's on each end of the political spectrum.
Yes,
in terms
total opposites, and they just love to pick at each other. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to have to contend with that this holiday because those two won't be together. They'll be in separate cities, thousands of miles apart. But I do remember being stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to say, hey, I think I'm going to get out and go for a brisk walk in the middle of some absurd family squabble,
yeah.
Whether it's about politics or anything else.
Again, I think this goes back to there are no shoulds, have tos, or oughts, right? And I think it's incredibly important within family gatherings to really pay attention to your insides.
Right.
Right. And if you catch yourself on the verge of becoming unconscious, right, or reactive, right?
Right.
Have some strategies in place for yourself, which I like that. One of them would be, right, to get up and take a walk. Get up and go outside.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to actually go to the bathroom. Just go into the room.
Go into the bathroom, yeah. And get yourself a time
splash
out.
Some face on your water on your face, rather, yeah. Right?
Another lesson is that even 50-year-old quote-unquote kids
mm-hmm.
want their parents' approval. And, this is just a fact of life. It's kind of built into us. It's kind of the psychological principle of mirroring that happened in our childhood. And again, that's something that kind of happens at the unconscious level. Mm-hmm. What do we do first? We mirror our mother and father, right?
Sure.
And it's a very common
thing. Well, we look to them to mirror us so that we understand what it is that we are communicating.
Yep. Yeah. And so
for feedback,
everybody wants acceptance and approval, but it's possible to grow yourself up so that you don't need it.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
In fact, that's the ideal.
It is.
That is what, you know, you want to grow to. True adulthood, it's much more than biological maturity. It's the ability to make good choices.
It's about becoming the adult within
right.
yourself.
Right.
Right. The adult
right.
Within you, right?
Right. It's
building that adult person within you to parent your inner child,
making good choices, accessing common sense, being objective, and that is
non-reactive.
And that's especially can be tested during times of physical or emotional stress, and that's what many times holiday gatherings
yes.
can present sure. in some families, right. Also, one of the things that we need to say something about, the psychological term for it is projection.
Okay, yeah.
So if we imagine that our brother or sister or cousin or whoever is out to get us, then that's the way we're going to relate to him or her as he or she walks into the door.
Sure, we're going to go ahead
projection.
And set that up.
Right. So that's, you know, when we get that, when we get the meaning of projection, then it can be like, wow, I'm free here.
Right.
Yeah.
You get to decide how it is that how you set the tone for how you want to enter. And you also, once you recognize your own projections, right, and then it becomes a very fascinating game of witness to your family, right?
Right.
Because in witnessing what they say and how they interact, you can kind of see through to their own projections, right? About how they're expecting to interact with each other.
There's another thing in families. That families will try to maintain homeostasis. That's a big word, but it means
balance.
We try to keep everything balanced, right? Mm-hmm. So a family is a big system. Imagine a hanging out on your porch, mm-hmm. Like wind chimes.
Like a
okay?
pendulum, yeah.
Imagine each piece of the wind chimes as being one family member.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the wind starts blowing, mm-hmm. you know, a gust of wind comes, well, what's going to happen?
They might shake and clank and make noise.
And that's kind of what happens. But immediately, the entire system begins to try to right itself, mm-hmm. right? It tries to come into balance.
You know,
that's exactly what happens in traditional family roles.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's interesting because when we say homeostasis here, it doesn't mean an actual true healthy balance, right?
No, it means the balance we're all accustomed to
right.
within this system.
That's why I really like the wind chimes illustration, because not all of them are hung at the same weight or the same height, right? Just like in families, you might have these particular roles that each of you are comfortable in being in. But what that also speaks to is the power of, if one person shifts away from the role, how that can impact the whole system.
Absolutely. And the whole system can generate an enormous amount of power, if you will, to bring the whole system back into, quote unquote, equilibrium.
Right.
So again,
out of your role.
Yeah. What's important here is you can't change everybody else.
No.
But you can, if you know what's going on, mm-hmm. and you're understanding what you're seeing happening around you,
right?
You can make a choice not to participate.
Absolutely.
We're talking some holiday. Maybe it's not total holiday magic today. What happens when holidays can be heck? Yeah.
It's up to you.
It's up to you, and that's the whole point. You've got way more power, even stepping back into your family system, than you might realize.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue our conversation in just a moment here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. And Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. What do you do? What do you do if you feel like you're the black sheep in the family fold? And, some people are going into this holiday, they're recently divorced or separated. How about if you're just exhausted and you're tense? with all the preparations, what about you have such high expectations for peace and for fun going in? What if you're short on cash? What if your children are upset because of all the hubbub? I mean, that happens a lot.
Sure.
You know, do we have to go to, you know, here or there for, you know, why can't we just stay home for the holidays?
Are you saying that out of the child's mouth?
Yeah, out of the child's mouth. So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things.
I think that's an opportunity for a conversation.
I think that's an opportunity for a very important conversation.
Yeah.
What if you've just stopped drinking or you've just stopped smoking? Or maybe the family's in some kind of crisis because there's been a recent loss.
Right.
Maybe this is the first holiday without fill in the blank. Maybe the family disagreements always seem worse when the whole gang comes together. Well, we're talking about that today. And we're talking about some things that you really kind of need to keep in mind. And I guess another lesson here hopefully we're getting across the idea that the family system itself, is going to conspire. The system is going to conspire to keep us in our role, keep us in our place. But that's the system. Mm-hmm. That doesn't have to be us. We can, if we realize what's going on, if we realize kind of the way the system is operating, we can step out and we can find ourselves with a great deal more freedom.
Yeah, and to step out doesn't necessarily mean that you stop going.
No.
I mean, that can be a part of it.
It could be.
You could take a break, but, you know, just by stepping back, you know, psychologically, being able to step back and witness what's going on can be a huge...
Absolutely.
Can be a huge space or gap that you place between you, which can then in some ways protect your peace if you let it.
This next one is a biggie. You know, we're going to... there's going to be a lot of turkeys that are going to get stuffed this week, right?
Yeah.
And stuffing the turkey is one thing. But stuffing the family pain can leave us with emotional indigestion.
Yes.
And the psychological term there is denial.
Yeah.
So denial is kind of mind-boggling. The Loch Ness Monster might be sitting at the head of the dining room table. But if you don't want to see old Nessie, you won't notice her there.
Right.
So,
gosh darn it, we're going to do what we usually do no matter what.
We will go to enormous lengths in order to avoid the pain of seeing or feeling something that we don't want to know about. And in all families, every member has stuff about themselves and others that they would rather not be faced with. And denial is this amazing ability of the human mind and the family mind to convince itself that reality is other than it actually is. Here's the deal. We're human beings, and human beings are imperfect. It's just the way we are. It's just the way things are.
Sure.
Siblings, brothers and sisters, are sometimes jealous of each other. They fight. Mm-hmm. Parents are sometimes neglectful or worse toward their kids. Sons and daughters can be thoughtless towards mom and dad.
Yeah.
And if you're unable to face the abundant evidence of human perfection, you'll sink into kind of a deeper and deeper denial, insisting on this myth that we're talking about today, the childhood myth that, well, we have the perfect family.
Oh, yeah, and we're all very close-knit, and this is what we do, and we're always okay.
We live in a crazy world.
Yeah.
And we're the products of all of those who came before us. And that's what is.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't change the past. And until we accept it for what it is, then there's pain.
Right.
When we admit to the fact that there are problems, that there are some problems in this family, We don't have to run around like chickens with our heads cut off, trying to keep ourselves so busy that we have no time to notice.
And I think, you know, just admitting that we have problems doesn't mean that we have to fix them immediately.
Absolutely not. Right? In fact, we don't...
or at all.
We don't have to solve them at all, necessarily.
Right, but sometimes...
Or draw anybody else in. What's important is what goes on within us.
Right.
And admitting our families and our own imperfections mm-hmm. can be a very quiet thing. It can be a yeah. personal thing,
yeah.
but it can be a very important thing that, okay, I'm not stuffing this family pain down anymore.
No.
I'm seeing it. I'm admitting it. I'm admitting what is. And, you know, the next step from there is accepting.
Right.
Admitting and then accepting what is. And you know what that's called?
Witness being seen.
Compassion.
Yeah.
It's compassion.
Yeah.
Once we have compassion for ourselves and for everybody else, you know, there you go. This next one maybe is the most important thing.
Okay.
And we may even, you know, come back and talk about this more tomorrow because we don't have much time. But nothing's going to change until we change.
And that's, amen.
And even when we change, they will probably stay the same.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like this family gathering is pre-recorded mm-hmm. and we're just playing it back.
Yeah,
each holiday.
Talk about complex right. trauma.
yeah.
Reliving it over every year.
But again, we don't have to do that.
No.
And that's what we're talking about today.
We have the choice to step out.
We have a choice. It's our choice to realize, okay, you know, there was a teacher a couple of thousand years mm-hmm. ago that said if he said it once, he said it, five or 600 times that are recorded. So I'm sure he said it a whole lot more than that. The kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is within you.
Right. Within each
of us. It's not out there. It's not up there. It's not over there. It's within you. Mm-hmm. And so we look out. We still, 2,000 years later, we're still looking outside.
We try to reach and grab and change everything outside of us.
But the real power
is within.
Is within.
Mm-hmm.
And when we realize that, when we see that, it can change everything.
Well, when we change ourselves, we change the whole world.
That's it. That's it.
Our world.
What do you do when the holidays are less than Norman Rockwell? Well, we're talking about that here on Strategies for a Living. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pentel's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pentel at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pentel Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
They see the same old problems day to day. Makes you want to hug, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies.
I'm looking for those strategies again. Yeah, here we go. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Lauren, Leon McMillan, David McMillan. What do you do if holidays and family gatherings are stressful and if they're actually not heaven but the other thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're heck. Holidays are heck.
Oh, heck.
Oh, heck. Talking about that today because we're here. Like it or not, we're here.
Ready or not.
Ready or not. And so, that's the whole idea. Let's get ready. Let's be ready.
Yeah.
Because they are here. What's your takeaway from today?
I think one of the big things I heard over and over again today was there are no have-tos.
Yeah.
There are no oughts. There are no shoulds.
Yep.
And just by realizing that, okay, I have a choice in this matter. Hopefully just that very idea can give you some of your power back.
Yeah, and give you a lot of internal freedom,
mm-hmm.
You know.
And the ability to either, if you're going to go in with a new mindset of, okay, I have some new boundaries that I can practice, new tools that I can practice, or I could also just choose to step back and watch.
Yeah.
And just kind of from a distance.
That observer.
Oh, man.
That observer
place
is a very, very powerful place to be.
Because if you sit back and watch it for what it is, it can be pretty funny.
Yeah. I hope nobody, you know, hears what we're doing today and said, well, you know, they're starting to Grinch early.
Scrooge.
I love the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be realistic, you know. Every family isn't a Norman Rockwell painting.
Well, and it's by facing what is that we can then make it what we would like it to be.
Absolutely. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pentel Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time on Strategies for Living.